What about sheep? People around here raise sheep?
Yes, a little.
Mm-hmm. You know what you call a male?
You is always in the crossword puzzle. That's the female, the ram.
Right, okay. And the stuff that you cut off?
Is wool, fleece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the animals that you keep on a farm, you know, get bacon, ham, and all that from?
Hog.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little one?
A pig.
Is anything a little bit bigger than a kind of an intermediate stage?
What is a shoat?
Sure. And when it gets full grown, if it's a male, you call it a?
A boar.
What about a female?
I don't know.
Let's say a female that's given birth, that's had pigs, she's a...
What's a sow?
Well, I say sow. That's what I think of, a sow as being one of a female hog that's, you know, had pigs. And then there's another female...
I don't know, really.
Yeah. Okay,
I guess I would come near saying, a sow. Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
Okay. Do you have another name for
and
a female?
You sow seed and the hog
right, spelled
is a sow.
Yeah. Do you have another name for a female hog that hasn't had pigs?
No.
Have you ever heard of guilt?
Yes, I've heard of that, but I didn't really know what it was.
What about a male that's been castrated? Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't know about hogs.
Okay. You ever heard the word barrow?
Yes, I've heard the word, but I didn't really know.
Which pronunciation would you use? I said barrel or barrel.
I would say barrel.
Okay. These stiff hairs on a hog's back, you would call them?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And the long teeth that some of them have?
Those are tushies, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Sure. Mm-hmm. What would you call the long teeth that an elephant has?
Oh, ivory comes from elephant.
Begins with a T, too.
I don't know. Goodness. Tusk.
Sure.
Okay.
The thing that you pour feed in for the hogs, that's the...
The trough.
Mm-hmm. And you've got several. You have a lot of...
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. Any name around here for a hog that's gotten loose and grown up wild?
A boar.
Okay. Heard anything else for
a wild hog?
Critter. Alright. You raise her back anything to you?
Yes. Because my sister lived in Arkansas and she hates them.
So you have heard the word
raise her back.
Alright. Okay. How would you describe the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say just listen to that calf.
Bell.
Alright. Now what about a cow when it's hungry or wants to be milked?
I would still say bellowed, and the horse whinnied.
Good, you anticipated that one. What about all the farm animals together? Well, let's say cows, mules, horses, and so forth. One word for all of them, you'd say you've got a lot of...
Animals.
Okay, would stock do that?
Yes.
Okay. What would you use cattle for?
Cows.
Okay, so horses and mules wouldn't be included.
To me, they're not.
Okay. Feathered animals. One word for chickens and ducks and guineas.
Fowl.
All right. Do you have a name for a chicken sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something?
Setting hen.
Uh-huh. And the place where chickens stay, that would be?
The hen house, the chicken house.
All right. Anything
the
small?
The chicken coop.
Yeah, right. And if you fry a chicken, there's a piece that children like to get.
The cootie vine.
Yeah. Now, what is the story associated with that?
I don't know any story, but you make a wish.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what I mean.
And the whoever gets the short piece, one of them gets married first, and the other one gets to make a wish.
All right. Do you have one name for the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you could eat, but that you might not normally eat, like heart, liver, lungs, all that?